This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdal. Dolly Parton's telethon this week raised $9 million for victims of the Gatlinburg wildfires in Tennessee. Officials there have charged two teenagers with arson in the fire that destroyed or damaged thousands of buildings and killed 14 people. Also, there are lasting worries about the biggest economic driver in that county, tourism. From WPLN, Emily Siner went to Gatlinburg for the story.
At a press conference less than 48 hours after the evacuation, Gatlinburg Mayor Mike Werner stepped up to the podium. His home had burned down in the fire. So did his business, vacation rentals he had managed for 30 years. The first thing he said was that the town was going to be okay. And then...
If you really, really want to do something for Gatlinburg, come and visit us. Come back and vacation here. Come back and stay in our hotels and our condos and our chalets and eat in our restaurants and enjoy our attractions.
Gatlinburg is a city of 4,000, but it has about 12 million visitors each year. Officials say that the industry accounts for more than $500 million in tax revenue and nearly three quarters of the city's jobs. It sells itself as a family-friendly mountain getaway. It's filled with country-style cabins and crafts, quirky attractions like a Dukes of Hazzard museum, and at least five miniature golf courses. If the fire keeps tourists away, that's a particular concern at this time of year. December is usually the last busy month before a slow period because families take vacations and the area is decorating extravagantly for the holidays. Just down the road is Gatlinburg's larger sister city, Pigeon Forge, which prides itself on installing 5 million lights each holiday season. One of the hotels there is called the Inn at Christmas Place. Chief Marketing Officer Janet Donaldson says it's still busy at this peak of the season.
We actually have Santa's suite on the top floor, and I would show it to you, but it's entirely booked until January.
Most of Pigeon Forge escaped the fire, but even there, the industry had to reassure people it was okay to come.
Somebody wrote today and asked if we had much smoke damage, and I was able to explain that we are very fortunate to be safely away from the fire area.
Gatlinburg wasn't so lucky. The whole downtown was closed for almost 2 weeks. Several businesses burned, as did part of the huge Westgate Resort in town. That means not only loss of tourism, but also loss of tourism jobs. Rufus Searles moved to Gatlinburg from Florida earlier this year to work at a seafood restaurant in town, the Smoky Mountain Trout House. He lives in an apartment in the same building. It didn't burn, he says, but he suspects there will be layoffs.
More than likely, because of all the damage, a lot of people won't be spending money like they were. They won't be coming here for vacation. But it's going to cost us a lot of business and probably cost some of us our jobs.
But the city is hoping to minimize the financial blow. Just before the downtown reopened, the mayor put out a video showing off the city's main commercial strip, which is still intact. And the Westgate Resort says it will keep its employees, all 1,100 of them, on the payroll through Christmas. In Gatlinburg, I'm Emily Siner for Marketplace.